The Christmas tree is up, the presents have been bought, gifts decided on, and it's almost time for the big day itself. But whether you sing like a cherub or you screech like a cat, what is Christmas without a few carols? Now, if you hadn't guessed it, we have got a few more guests here with us in the studio. We'll hear more from them in a second. But first, Hugh, how does sound actually work?
Well, sound is all about vibrations in the air. So if you think of waves and water or, well, I've got a slinky spring here. I don't know whether you can hear this thing.
I've got a giant one here as well to play with. Yep.
One end of the slinky spring is attached to a brick, as it happens, and I'm holding the other end on the table. And I'm wobbling the end backwards and forwards, and I'm getting a wave, and it's going at a sort of a speed like one.
And just to explain for people at home what we're seeing, so at one end of this long table we're all sitting around, Hugh has a house brick, which he has tied to his slinky spring. He has stretched the slinky spring 2 or 3 metres to the other end, and is now shaking the other end, which he's holding, and it is making this wafting motion backwards and forwards in time with the metronome you've got beating on the desk.
And it's just one curve. But if I double the speed that I'm shaking the end of the slinky, so instead of one, 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 two, one, two, one, two.
Oh, that's interesting. So what we're now seeing is that there's a point roughly in the middle of the slinky which is now not moving, but you've got two little waves either side of it going
that's
up and
right.
down. So we've got two waves where previously we had one. So you've doubled the frequency, the rate at which you're doing it, and you've now got twice as many waves.
And it's called a standing wave. And now if I do three times, one, two, three, 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 one, two, three.
Yes, we've got three points along the slinky which are now not moving, and three little wavelets either side of those unmoving points.
And then I can do four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two,
and it's called a standing wave because when I look at this, it looks like there is a wave standing still in,
exactly.
in space.
So if you think of waves in water, you would see the wave moving along in the distance. But a standing wave doesn't appear to be moving at all. These are called harmonics. The first one was the fundamental, then the second harmonic, the third harmonic.
So the fundamental is the one, two, three, and that's just shaking backwards and forwards. The second harmonic is twice
double,
as fast.
Third harmonic's three times, fourth harmonic's four times. Now, if you think of the note on a piano, the note C, then an octave above it is another C, and that's the first harmonics, double the frequency.
Right, so that second C is twice as many waves as the first C.
That's right. And then the third harmonic is then the G above that. And then the fourth harmonic is then the C above that. And then the fifth is E. Then the sixth is G. Then the seventh is B flat. And I mean, what we can do with the choir is we can sing them for you, if you like.
Let's do it. Sounds lovely.
So there we go. So we went up to the 10th harmonic there, and each one of those was progressively increasing in the number of cycles of that slinky spring, if you like.
Now, why does it sound nice? Because it's perfectly possible to get them, I presume, to sing something that doesn't sound nice. So what's the difference between nice and nasty?
Well, when you have a general sound, you can decompose it into these harmonics. So that's why different voices might sound different, or a French horn might sound different from a clarinet, might just sound different from a violin. But they all basically have this same harmonic structure. But one thing that is really weird is that Bach figured out that you didn't have to get these harmonics exactly right, that our ear is quite forgiving. And it turns out rather curiously that if you start off with a certain note, and if you double it and you double it and you double it and double it and double it, you could start off with the same note and do 1.5 times it, 1.5 times, 1.5, 1.5, and you ought to get to exactly the same note again after a while. But it doesn't work. The maths of it doesn't work. And it turns out that no matter how we might try, it is impossible to get perfect tuning. And yet, beautiful music can be made by instruments that we can't get perfect.
So this is an artifact of the human auditory system, that we like that particular combination of sounds and we don't like it when the multiples don't add up correctly.
Well, it's something that we've got used to certain sounds, and then other cultures have got used to other sounds. And we can sometimes find music from other cultures just not particularly musical.
Hugh Hunt, thank you very much. And thank you also to the wonderful singers from Cambridge University's Music Society.